following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Great deals on gifts and smoking accessories can be found right now at Wizards. Check out the large selection of Woodwick candles with new lower prices, vaporizers, shirts, hats, and so much more. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards! Because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
Greetings, salutations, aloha, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. Here it's, this is episode number 145. By God, we're just steaming along here, getting toward the end of 2016. What a wild year it's been. You know, I sometimes watch as the world turns and watch society do what it does and look at what people are doing and seeing and feeling and thinking. And I'm just sitting here shaking my head over most of it. And I'm frankly just trying to get through 2016 myself. 2016 has been a deadly year just by natural causes and whatnot. We've lost a lot of people. We just lost Leonard Cohen not long ago. You don't think much about these sorts of things until you realize just how much we have lost. The year had been so rough and so tough on known folks. Leon Russell was another one we just lost. It's really kind of a thing to keep in mind, I suppose. You know, your own. You know, it's a reminder that we're all just kind of spinning along here on this organic spaceship, and we're just really nothing more than a bunch of chattering monkeys just zipping through space. and then all of a sudden, we start to get so focused and so concerned about the tiniest of things that mean absolutely nothing to the universe itself. You know, I look at what happened with the presidential election. I'm not going into the politics of it. All right. I refuse to do it. You can get that crap anywhere. But you look at that, and then you look at the reactions of this and what happened and how people are coping with it or dealing with it or not dealing with it. I choose to be in the latter. I didn't vote for the guy. I'm sort of amused by the responses by some people. At the same time, I'm a bit terrified by the responses of others, and as such, it becomes, a thing. But you have to put it into that perspective. In the grand scheme of things, across the universe, it means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. The universe is a big place. It means zero, squat, zilch, nada, nothing. When people sit there and they go, oh, we got to pray to God that everything's going to be fine. God don't give a shit about who's in the White House. He really doesn't. If he cares about anything at all, it's certainly not that, I'm sure. And, you know, there are those who continually want to tie the religious and the politic thing together, and that's where you lose me, my friend. I'm going someplace else for all of that. And at the same time, it's hard to remember that here in this tiny little ball of dust in the middle of the vast ocean of space, that sounded prophetic, I know, but still, it's hard to keep that into perspective when you're standing in line somewhere and people are losing their shit around you because things aren't going their way. For example, earlier today, I was at a big box home improvement store. It wasn't the Homey Despot. It wasn't that one. It was Lowe's, which I've mentioned this before, but those of you who haven't heard, Lowe's is owned by the people that own Walmart, just so you know. When you go in there, it has that kind of a Walmart vibe to it in a way. Nevertheless, I went in there. I had to go in and get a couple of little things, a project or two that we're working on here at the house. Nothing huge. And I went in there. I was Sand's wife. She was off doing something, and I said, "Well, look, I'm going to take this opportunity to go up to the store and get the things that we need." So off I went, and because I had tried Home Depot before earlier in the week for some stuff, and I wasn't happy with their selection, and which is a whole different deal because the Home Depot where we live here in Memphis, in the Midtown area, there's several stores around town, but in the one in Cooper Young, the one in Memphis, they will tell you that it's not the full real deal Home Depot. It's an abbreviated Home Depot. It's a Homdep. It's what it is a colossal waste of time. That's what it is. It really, and all of us that bitch about these things don't really have much of a choice in that matter. Because when you need I needed a door lock set. A particular type of door lock set. And you're forced to have to go to one of those places. And you're forced into having to deal with those places. And what's even worse is you're forced into having to deal with the people in those places who could give a rat's ass about what you need, feel, want. They're just there to collect a check. And I go in with an open mind every stinking time, and I leave there in a bad mood every stinking time. So anyway, I did the orange place. There was nothing there that I needed, and it was way too expensive what I was looking for. So I wound up going over to the other one, the blue place, Lowe's. And once again, you know, you're trying to be open minded. You're trying to be optimistic, and you walk in, and of course, you're immediately assaulted by Christmas. You know, those of you, and I want to take a moment on this thing. I'll get back to that in a second. I'll get back to Lowe's in a moment. Those of you who are concerned about the war on Christmas, the supposed war on Christmas, y'all need to sit down and shut the fuck up. Seriously, because the quote-unquote war on Christmas is an imaginary thing. Because the rest of us, who really, you know, aren't too terribly concerned with the holiday, are mighty sick and tired of having Christmas shoved down everybody's throat. So you'll excuse me if I have had enough of looking at your goddamn Christmas decorations, your fucking trees, your ho-ho-hos, and the fucking Christmas music, okay? It starts the day after Halloween, November 1st, sometimes even sooner. And it's just this full-on, oppressive, assaulting, you will enjoy this holiday. Thank you, commercial guy, but you've ruined it for me. I could give a shit. So those of you that are upset about this war on Christmas need to keep this shit in mind. Oh, my God, have you been to Starbucks? Have you looked at their coffee cups? They hate Christmas. Y'all are drinking that shit. Y'all keep going in there, and they put out a red cup with a snowflake on it, but it doesn't represent what you personally feel is Christmassy enough. Take your Christmas and shove it up your ass. All right, that's that. You know, take that tree with you. I mean, root first. Just cram that son of a bitch right up your ass with all the ornaments and tinsel and everything. Enough. Okay, I feel better. So anyway, I go into Lowe's, get assaulted by Christmas. Oh, they were just short of having a fucking Santa Claus in there too. Anyway, so I'm making my way through the crowd because I'm obviously not the only one in there. It's on a Sunday. There are people that need to get shit done because it's a Sunday. It's the day of rest, which means it's the day that the wife sets up the list for you to get some shit done with. That's what that is. So, you know, All of us guys are in there going, I need to get the light bulbs. I need to get the sandpaper. You know, you're just a bunch of zombies. So I go to the door hardware thing. They had what I was looking for. Ridiculously expensive, but they had it. I needed it. I got it begrudgingly. And I'm wandering out of that area, and I'm thinking, is there anything else I need while I'm in this little slice of hell? And thankfully there wasn't. So I migrated down toward the exit where the checkout registers are. And it was a line. a long line. Oh, well, this is odd. Usually, they're pretty good about having enough registers open. You know where I'm going with this. They're usually good about getting people out of there pretty quickly. They don't want people blocking that, because if you'll notice when you go to a big box store like that, there's not much of a space between the register area and the beginning of the end caps, if you will, for each of the aisles. There's not much space there at all. So they try and hustle you through there as expediently as possible. They want you to have a quick trip, right? Because they're taking your money. But no, not on this occasion, no. And I wasn't in any rush by any means. But I walk toward the registers and I'm seeing this. And if, you know, the smart person understands that there's a little light on at every one of the registered numbers. When the light is on, that register is open. I only saw one. That one was not manned by anybody. It was the automated ones. It was the where they have like four of them. And then there's somebody who stands there in the middle who makes sure that everybody is trying to have as positive of an experience as possible with their automated teller. In this particular case, there was a little old lady in there, obviously as a part-time job. And she was in over her head. You could tell by the look in her eye that she was screaming, "Fuck all of you people." That's what I could see in this woman's face. Completely overwhelmed. The line stretched all the way back into the paint department. Deeply into the paint department. And word is filtering back and forth through the line that somebody had heard that one of the machines broke down. And then they got it back up. And then two of the other machines went down. They got it back up. And it was just constant. The machines don't work. And there's no human operating a cash register at any of the other places. Which, thankfully, at that time, and I'm sitting there sort of amused by this, because part of life is experiencing moments like that. There was some hump that came by wearing a vest who worked there. And he looked managerial. Of course, I think everybody there is an assistant manager. I think that's how that works. I said, "Hey, would it be possible to open up a couple of other registers and let's get these people out of here? You know, me included." And he says, "We're not staffed for that." And I said, "Well, you short-staffed?" And he goes, No. "We just don't have that many people on the schedule." And then he goes on about his way. Ultimately, I did. I got to the checkout thing. I went through it, and boom, boom, done. I was out the door, in the car, and away I went. What should have taken me 10, 15 minutes inside the store took about 45 minutes. And there was another incident that occurred that I'll get to later. But the idea here that they didn't schedule enough people to work in there intentionally shows that they are all about the money, because they weren't going to pay anybody to do that job. Not that anybody really wants that job. These people that work there have to have that job. That's what that is. Nobody goes into a Lowe's demanding a career. If they are, well, I don't know. I'm not going to go down that road. So these people that are there, they don't care about you. They don't care about your experience. They don't care about anything but the green shit you got in your pocket. That's all they care about. And they know that if they can have one little old lady who was in over her head trying to deal with these people on a Sunday, trying to get their little shit for their home picked up and out the door they go, nobody knows. There's a freak out. So they're not going to hire somebody that's going to be, you know, that's going to be that concerned. That's just the nature of the beast. They're not paying them but much more than what, about $8 an hour. And you wonder if this is how this is going to be. Look, I don't like people as much as the next guy. I know that sounds sort of funny, but that's sort of the case. I think people suck. And you would think that a guy like me, who doesn't like people that much, would just relish in the ideal that I can go into a store, select the item that I need to purchase, go out, check out, get in my car and leave without ever interacting with another human being. You would think I would kind of dig that. But sometimes in certain situations, I would almost rather have somebody to deal with in this. Because here I was dealing with a machine. Several machines who were just not cooperating as such. And here we are standing in the sea of humanity trying to sort all of this out. And people get a little tired of this. I was slightly irritated. I wasn't like all pissed off or anything, but I was like, come on, this is stupid. This is really ridiculous. Open up some more registers. What the fuck, you know? Let's pull Bobby out of the paint department, who's back there sniffing a cans of spray paint, and put his ass in front of a machine. Oh, that's right. They can't do that because Bobby's high. Bobby's a loser. I know I pick on Bobby all the time, but he's worth it. So you wonder, why is it that a company that big has to be that greedy? I mean, seriously, why do you have to be that greedy that you would sacrifice your customer service? I'll tell you something else, too, about this sacrifice thing here. When it comes to companies like this, when they have those automated tellers, they do know that some of you are stealing. They know that not all of you are going to be scanning that shit, because they know that that one person who's in charge of four fucking registers can't keep an eye on everybody. And yeah, there's maybe a camera or two around there, but it's an easy thing to do, to just scan something, drop two things in the bag. It's easy to do. But you know they know this. And they know this because it's worth it to them. Because the loss that they get to write off in theft, intentional or otherwise, in the self-checkout thing, overrides the cost of hiring an employee. Or more. Which is kind of terrifying, really, if you think about it. It's this whole thing of being reduced. We're all being reduced. Our lives have been reduced. Oh, it's the computers, bro. It's the robots. Well, yeah, that's true. That's happening. We can't put that. We can't stop that. That's not gonna be anything that we're ever gonna replace. The automation is taking over a lot of things. Computers are taking over a lot of things. There's nothing really wrong with a lot of that. But at the same time, there comes a point of, whether it's dignity or otherwise, you have to understand that people still need something to do. Elon Musk has even made mention of the fact that a universal income will probably come into play sooner than you think, which means you get paid to do nothing. It sounds ridiculous, I know, but you're not going to have much of a choice, because there's just not going to be that many jobs that are out there, because automation is taking over. A lot of the things that we would rely on people to do, we don't. And some people get really upset about that sort of thing. Some people, like me, tend to embrace the technology, and we find ways to work with it, try to deal with it. There's always going to be a need for somebody to create something or to repair something. There's always going to be the need of a person to develop an idea and to put it into play. There's always going to be a need for those sorts of things. We'll someday be able to go into a fast food restaurant, place your entire transaction automated, swipe a card, and then this thing barfs out the food that you go home and stuff your face with without having to interact with anybody. That's coming. It's already happening in some places. That's really what that boils down to. Manufacturing jobs, a lot of that is automated. Most of it is. So, yeah, you could take the idea of standing in line at a big boxed hardware store that is soulless and doesn't give a flying fuck about you, and that automation shit that they've got, and translate it into what else is happening in the world. It's something to consider. It is becoming a thing. And Rick, the automation things have been around for a while now. Yeah, they have. They've been there for a while. But these companies are relying more and more on them. They have to. They have to rely on them because they don't want to have to deal with an employee that doesn't give a shit. Because really, if you want a part-time job, you can go out and get one at one of these places. That's no big deal. They know their turnover is high because they can't handle these people getting pissed off at every freaking turn. Because they do. They quit from having to deal with the people like you, having to deal with their management, having to never be able to work a full-time job. So they stick you at 35 hours. They rotate your schedule around so you can't get another part-time job because they're jealous. And they're going to keep you there. So next thing you know, Bobby over in the paint department, there's a reason why he's sniffing all that paint. Because look what he has to do. Look what he has to do to feed his habit, to stay alive, to eat. Look what he has to do is to put up with this shit. Because there's nothing else. I don't mean to sound maudlin or morose about that sort of thing, but this is what this sort of thing points out to. Now, there was another incident that occurred, and I saved this for last because I want you to think long and hard about what I'm about to relate to you. Behind me in the line, I would say, probably 20 people behind me. That's how big that line was. There was a lady who had a small shopping cart. Well, she had a shopping cart. And she had just a few items. And she's like the rest of us stuck on this line. And she had that look of, oh, God, I wish this would just end. And a man walks up to her. And he's kind of loud. And I hear him say to this woman, Trump's going to get you. And I looked, I said, what the, is this guy trying to be cute, funny, whatever? The woman that he had addressed, this woman that I had seen, was wearing a hijab, headscarf. She was obviously a Muslim. This guy was just looking to start some shit in the line. Trump's going to get you. Your time here in this country is running short, little lady. You know, shit like that. And he was beginning to berate her. This lasted about 20 seconds. When people around realized what was happening, and I turned and I looked again, the woman was crying. Understandably, she had just been bullied in public. I felt horrible for her. And there was another guy in that line that intervened. And he said, hey, man, this isn't your concern. Leave her alone. And the guy gets upset because he's been called out for being that guy. And he says, Trump's going to get all these people and get them out of here because they're the problem. And the other guy says, look, dude, stop it. The guy says this. He puts his hand on his hip and he says, I got a gun. Now shit got real. And the guy that was arguing with him was cool about it. And he utters this line. Sorry about your dick. Which ended the conversation. There was a lot of laughs in the line, aside from this poor Muslim woman who was crying. But yeah, this is the world that we're living in now. We're living with people who believe wholeheartedly that these corporations are correct in fucking people over, yet we're not allowed to let anybody else get fucked over, just us. See, what kind of sense does this make? It's insane. It is absolutely insane. But I wanted to tell you that story because you need to be aware that that is happening. It's real. It's there. Had I been standing closer to it, I'm sure I would have gotten involved. Of course, I told the wife about it, and she's like, you could have gotten shot. I don't think so. People like that are cowards. They're all cowards. They're all afraid of everything. That's the thing. They're all buying into the fear that's being shoved down our throats by other people, and they have to just this whole understanding of, oh man, if we don't vote this person in, man, that, you know, they're going to come take us over. They're going to do this. They're going to put us out of work, and they're going to do this and then the other. Pardon. And the reality is this is simple. Living with that kind of fear is not an easy thing to do, but that's what happens when you do. When you live under that kind of that constant fear like that, you start snapping at people that mean nothing. They mean nothing to you. My heart breaks for that little lady in that line, and I hope she got some sort of solace out of all of that. So, you know, just remember when you see that sort of thing go on. Step in, do something about it. And let's be kind to each other. That would be kind of, let's do that. This election really, really opened up a lot of wounds for people, created a lot of new ones for some. But somehow we're going to have to suck it up and take a bite of the shit sandwich that we've all been dealt with here. And as the case may be, deal with it. And at the same time, try and help out your fellow man, right? All right, look, we got a higher note here. I got some music coming up here in just a moment. A band, Surviving Allison, will join us. So that's coming up too. So stick around. Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Gifts and smoking accessories are on sale right now at reduced prices, including a large selection of Woodwick candles, vaporizers from Puff King, Grenco, Wolf, and Stealth Hybrid, shirts, hats, and adult novelty gifts. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
You know, when you got family in town, it's a little tricky sometimes to tear yourself away from all the liquor and the food to sit down and record a show. And that's exactly what happened to me. But, hey, we'll do this as we get closer to the release date, which is fine. You'll have a hot, fresh podcast for you next week. Also, on the way, music from Loveland, Durin. That will be fun to do. In the meantime, if you would, if you listen to this show via iTunes, please leave us a comment there, if you would, and recommend the show to others. The rest of you, if you'd like, if you would, please share it across social media. Tell everybody you know about this show from Radioland. So there's that hot, fresh, new show coming to you next week in the midst of the turkey and the gravy and all of that business. If that's what we do, I don't even know what we're going to be doing. Plus music, great music from Loveland Durin from their brand new record. It's a cool song. It's coming up. So there you go.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Surviving Allison is a band that you can hear at radio-memphis.com. It's the place I work. A lot of people call in and request these guys. They're fantastic. I've seen them live once before. They're wonderful. Surviving Allison is the name of the act. It's a great tune. It's called Bullets in My Bones. And here it is from Radioland.
When you walked out, I didn't say a word. Still trying to pick up the pieces of my heart you left on the bedroom floor. They say that time can ease your pain. Well, my watch don't work and you're to blame. Still trying to find a rhyme or reason to make all feelings go away. I wake up every evening after dreaming of your face, and I drown myself in liquor, hoping that I can escape tomorrow, 'cause it's always gonna bring me back to this place. And my friends tell me to put the bottle down, 'cause you ain't coming. But I'm a stubborn, wounded man with bullets in my bones. And if I quit this drinking, I might get to thinking I am wrong. 'Cause when I'm gone, oh, you're coming home.
that's in my bones. And if I quit this drinking, I might get to thinking I am wrong. 'Cause when I'm gone, oh, you're coming home. Dreaming of your face, and I drown myself in liquor, hoping that I can escape. Tomorrow, 'cause it's always gonna bring me back to this place. And my friends tell me to put the bottle down, 'cause you ain't coming home. But I'm a stubborn, wounded man with bullets in my bones. And if I quit this drinking, to thinking I am wrong. 'Cause when I'm gone, are you coming home?
Bullets in My Bones, Surviving Allison, right here from Radioland. We appreciate them letting us play their music for you to get you guys in. Go find them. Go get the music. It's good stuff. It's a great band. A lot of people really do like that stuff, and we're glad to be able to present it here for you right here from Radio Land. All right, kids, look, I got to get on out of here. I got places to go and things to do, and I don't know. Go deal with you people for a change. So in the meantime, try to be kind to one another. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. We'll see you next time. And for God's sake, people, stop shooting each other or threatening to do so. Really? Really? We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.